I'm Willow Astor, and today on Living in the Pages, I speak with New York Times bestselling author Kay Bromberg. We discuss soccer, eyebrows, 50 Shades, and writing under pressure. Hello, Kay Bromberg.
Hello, you can call me Christy.
Hi, Christy. How are you today?
I am good. I'm not in snow, so I'm happy.
You're so lucky. I'm so jealous you live in San Diego.
Yes. Oh. Been here my whole life. I'm not very tempted to move.
No, and not many people can say they've lived in California their whole life.
Yeah, I'm spoiled.
Well, what have you been up to lately?
I am just finishing up a series of standalone, it sounds kind of oxymoronic, a series of standalone books about three brothers that I actually finished the last one last night. And then I'm moving on to an Audible first with Audible.
Oh, cool.
Yeah.
And congratulations on just finishing.
Thank you. It was one of those labor of love books, you know?
Yes. You've written a ton of books. How many?
18, I think.
Oh, wow.
Yeah, in 5 years.
Man, are you exhausted?
Yeah, it's interesting. I think the pace that's set nowadays makes it really hard to be creative because you're always under pressure to produce faster and quicker because, you know, readers are so voracious, and that's not a bad thing. That's actually, you know, a great thing for what we do.
Yeah.
But it does mess with your creativity at times because there's so many books out there and you want to be unique and you want to be different, mm-hmm. but there's only so many stories you can tell. And so, you know, you have to kind of put your own twist on it and not worry about, okay, am I going to get compared to this or that? Mm-hmm. You know, I think it's sometimes really hard.
Oh, where do you draw on for creativity?
it depends on the day. You know, the book I just finished, I really, really hard time with even thinking of the plot, and I knew the characters. I just couldn't think of what to do because, you know, my books always have like an element of real to them, mm-hmm. no matter, regardless of if they're, you know, romance or not. And it was really hard to find something this time. I don't know. Mm. You know, I can pull inspiration from a song lyric, from a news story. You know, it's just like anybody else. It just kind of depends what hits your fancy and then keeps rolling into your mind.
I was just having a conversation with a friend this morning because of a book idea I have had forever. And now the book basically is out and doing well. Someone else wrote my story, you know?
Yeah. When I first started with Driven, the second book in the Driven series, I had a scene. And I was new. I didn't know anything. And there was a scene in the book and I was reading and I was writing. And it had already been written. And I was reading a Sylvia Day book, the Crossfire series. Mm-hmm. And the exact same line, the exact same thing was in her book.
Oh, man.
And I remember thinking, I could never publish this. People are going to say I copied. Mm-hmm. And someone was like, you already wrote it first. I could say that. I'm like, it doesn't matter. You know, it's really hard these days to have originality and to not, you know, have your story before you even print it and be like, oh, someone else did that already.
Right. It's crazy. Well, what is your writing routine like?
I have three children under the age of 12. So I get them to school and then I write till I pick them up. And then, or actually I shouldn't say that. I do about half the amount of time I do admin stuff, you know, mm-hmm. all the marketing, all that. And then, write till I pick them up, do all the after school stuff and dinner. And then I write usually from like 10 in the evening to like 2 in the morning.
Oh my goodness.
Yeah.
I'm tired for you.
Yeah, it depends on the book. It depends on how many words I have to get in to hit my editing date, you know, that kind of thing.
Have you always been a writer?
I would like to say yes. I mean, I always, you know, I have a million half written stories from when I was a kid. I did write a book out of college and I had some interest from agents, but it was one of those things where it wasn't that time in my life where I wanted to listen to someone tell me what I needed to do mm-hmm. or how to do it better. So I kind of put it aside and did life. And then my husband was traveling like, 25 days out of the month. And I read 50 Shades of Grey and I was like, I want to try this again. So I started outlining Driven.
Good for you. Yeah. How do you balance writing with a family and kids?
There is no balance. You just do what you can do. I mean, you can't beat yourself up over a day when you don't hit your word count because you're at the soccer field. You know, My theory is I take the brunt. You know, if I don't hit my workout during the day, then I'm the one that's going to stay up at night. I don't want to mess up my kids' schedule or, right. you know, make them not have a mom because I'm trying to hit a date for a deadline. I won't say that I don't ever yell and get frustrated and want time to just write. But, you know, they're the number one priority. So just have to figure it out from there.
You must be doing a great job since you've written that many. I feel like I struggle so much with my brain being in tune.
Yeah, no.
I might not be writing, but my brain is still.
I will say that I'm a lot more, I used to be very, everything was perfect. I'd never missed anything. And I've had a lot of mental errors. Like we showed up at a soccer game that wasn't at the right time a couple weeks ago. So, you know, you think some things has to give, but you do the best you can.
Yeah. Tell us a little bit about the Driven series movie.
It's still in the beginning stages. We've written the screenplay and we are waiting for casting because I guess for this time of year is when all of the TV pilots are being filmed. So the acting pool is thinner. Uh-huh. So yeah, I will say the Passion Flix ladies are very dedicated into making the movies word for word with the books. Mm-hmm. And so any changes with the verbiage is actually my doing. So I'm very nervous, excited to see the casting, and because in my head I never had a muse for the characters. Okay. So I think that's as much as readers are worried about what the characters are going to look like, I'm probably just as much, you know. Mm-hmm. There's a lot of, you know, models being floated out there that people want, but to me I'd rather have someone that can act.
Right.
So it's that conflict of, yeah, it's going to be interesting, but I'm excited and I can't wait to see what happens and see it come to life. And yeah, it's nervous and excited and everything all mixed into one.
Yeah, that's got to be such a crazy and fun experience.
Especially for a book that was like just a challenge to myself. You know, that's what's weird to me that all of this has started from that. So
was that one of your early books?
That was my first book.
Your very first book?
Yes.
Ah!
Yeah.
That's even better.
Yeah, I published Driven and only 3 people knew I wrote it because I was embarrassed. I didn't want it to fail. Uh-huh. And who knew all of this would happen?
Wow. Congratulations.
Yeah, thank you. It's very surreal to me.
I bet. Looking at your picture before this interview, I was admiring your eyebrows. They are perfection.
My daughter makes fun of me. She's like, Mom, why do you pluck your eyebrows? I'm like, because I do. Just leave me alone.
Do you have any must-do grooming rituals that you have to do every day?
No, I'm pretty low maintenance. Besides, I mean, obviously take a shower. But I am that mom who has to have her hair and makeup done before she drops her kids off at school every day. Oh, so yeah. I know that annoys people. But I figure if I'm going to come home and write and I'm not feeling, you know, the best, and I'm not going to write. I'm going to do other things and feel kind of lazy. So mm-hmm. my deal is I get up and act like I'm going to a real job every day and then come home so that I'm ready to work.
It's working for you. It's definitely working. So you write at home. You don't go somewhere, a coffee shop?
Yeah, where I write, we don't even have doors on it. It's like a big open den. So sometimes it's interesting when the kids are home to try and write, but you do what you can do.
Do you overlook the beach?
No, I actually live I live about 30 minutes away from the beach. It's kind of, I want to say country, but it's not. But for San Diego, it's country. Mm-hmm. I have kind of like a little grove of trees, forest in my backyard, mm-hmm. where we see random wild turkeys and bobcats. Yeah, it's very for San Diego. It's very different, but yeah.
That sounds fun. It kind of sounds like my backyard. Are you an introvert or an extrovert?
It depends. In book world, I'm an extrovert. In probably real world, I'm probably more of an introvert. Because mm-hmm. I feel like people in book world get me. You know, mm-hmm. like they get, obviously they see all my most inner thinking, so they have to get me somehow. Right. But yeah, I'm probably come off shy to some, but once I'm comfortable, I'm fine.
Let's do a fast five where I ask questions and you just answer off the top of your head.
Okay.
Typical Saturday morning.
Soccer.
Favorite city in the U.S. besides where you live?
That's a hard one. New York.
Favorite book?
The Power of One by Bryce Courtenay.
Okay. Favorite drink?
Rum and Diet Coke.
Last song you listened to?
Taylor Swift's Delicate. Uh-huh. You can tell I have children.
Nice. So what do you do when you're not working? Sounds like soccer for sure.
I have two kids in Olympic development soccer. Ooh,
that's exciting.
So that takes up a lot of my time. And then my littlest is in gymnastics. So 5 days a week, I'm at least at a practice somewhere. So pretty much my kids. Mm-hmm. I mean, that's my kids and my dogs.
Are you like making notes on the side for your book and your story? Or are you fully engrossed in the game and gymnastics?
When it's a game, I'm fully engrossed in the game. At practice, sometimes I'm in the car with my laptop because practices can be 3 hours long. Uh-huh. But I'm a really big outliner. I have to outline. So if I don't have my outline, then I can't do anything.
This always fascinates me, people's approach. Do you chapter by chapter detail, or is it just like a general?
I have about usually anywhere between a 40 and 50 handwritten page outline before I start a book. Ooh. Each page is a new chapter, and each page I kind of go through. Sometimes it's a sentence, sometimes it's a whole conversation, and it allows me to get to know the characters better in my head so that when I start writing, they're there. Mm-hmm. But about 50% through, I never look at the outline again.
Really?
So to me, it's just that pen to paper. Mm-hmm. Gets it in my head. I can't type it. I have to handwrite it.
That's so interesting.
Yeah, it's just my way. I've tried to write a book without an outline, and I can't, so...
Do you write quickly?
Like the book I just finished, I wrote about 4,000 words a day because I only had 25 days to write it. So in that case, yes. But usually I'm about 2,000 to 3,000 a day. If I'm one of those people, I write a book and then I take like a month off to catch up on everything else I've missed while I'm doing it. Uh-huh. So it just depends on the book. Like I'm going to try and write two at once coming up. I don't know if I can do that. I'll see.
Is this your first attempt to do that?
Probably successful attempt, hopefully. Mm-hmm.
You sound like you can categorize things, and I bet you can do it.
Hopefully. I'm hoping in the daytime I can write one and at nighttime I can write another, but we'll see if my brain handles that. To me, it's like I would rather just slam one out in 1 month and then go to the next one so that I'm fully invested at one time, but we'll see if I can do it.
So have you gone to see the latest 50 Shades movie?
Yes. Yes, I did.
Good for you. Did you like it?
Yeah, I did. I liked... I honestly, the first one, I was kind of concerned about how the rest were going to go, but I'm glad that the next two, I think the script was better. And I mean, it's 50. How can you not like it? It kind of started us all where we started. So I will never say anything negative about the series or about the movies.
It's great that it gave you your start.
Yeah.
I like how it's encouraged so many women. That and Twilight, I feel like even if women don't like the books.
Exactly.
I feel like... You can appreciate that it started a whole slew of women reading again.
Oh, yeah. Women reading and to not be embarrassed what's on their Kindle. Yeah, it's mm-hmm. just, it's a whole revolution in itself.
Do you have any signings you'll be at this year?
I am going to be doing Book Bonanza with Colleen.
I'll be there.
Oh, yay. And then I believe I'm doing Love in Vegas because cool. I don't go to a lot of signings, and if I do, I try and skip from one location to another year to year, so I'm not in the same place. Mm-hmm. And then possibly back to France again.
Ooh,
for my publisher.
That's exciting.
Yeah. Yeah. My publisher puts on a big festival every year, so I went the year before, but didn't go last year, so I'll probably go this year.
What's your favorite thing about writing?
Getting to make people up. Mm-hmm. I love getting lost in a world that is in my head and being able to let other people see it, you know, not see it, but I guess they do see it. And I think there's, like I said, there was always something real in my books, and I like that affects people. Mm-hmm. And it's not something, you know, you set out to do, but when you get that letter or that email and it just kind of like hits you in the gut that, hey, someone gets it, yeah. You know, I think that more than anything is, I guess that's inspiration to me.
Those three people that read your first one, what are they thinking now?
One was my mom. She reads everything first. And she's the one who tells me, come on, Christy, make it dirtier.
Really?
Oh, yeah. My mom's awesome.
I love it.
I don't think they ever expected this. I remember my mom kept saying to me, I just don't want you to get your hopes up. And I'm like, I'm not. There's no hopes. It's just I want like 10 people to buy it. That's all.
Yeah. She must be ecstatic.
She's a proud mama.
Will she be going to the movie with you?
Of course.
It probably won't be dirty
enough. My kids are all like, Mom, do we get to be in it? I'm like, in a certain scene, yes, but not any other scenes. You got to go home.
Do they read any of your books?
Oh, heck no. I have found one of my paperbacks in a drawer, and I'm like, which kid had this? Let's not do this again.
Oh, no.
I mean, they're around it. You know, my son is like, oh, Mom, more guy's chest cover. Can we get something different? You know, but he's 9, so he doesn't, yeah.
Yeah. Well, what's next for you?
I am writing a book for Audible first that will come out this summer. And then I'm actually going to be writing 2 books for Montlake that won't come out till next year. So it's one of those weird periods where I have to write books but not release them for another year. So that's always odd to me. Mm-hmm. And then I'm going to try and squeeze another book in there somewhere to publish this year.
Do you always write on the side even if you have ones with publishers going?
No, because I haven't. Because I did the 4 books with Penguin, and then I chose to come back to do. I like my indie roots. I like being indie. Mm-hmm. And so then I decided to. I have a duet of books that they were interested in, and so I just figured, you know what, it's in this crazy world. It's you never know. You need to have your feet in both worlds. So I decided to do both.
Good. If you can do it, it seems like.
Why not? Yeah, exactly.
Yeah, best of both worlds.
Yeah, don't shut yourself off.
Well, I think we should sing a song.
Oh, God. I think the listeners need to cover their ears now.
Do you have any songs on your heart today?
My go-to one I always sing to my kids, if you're happy and you know it.
Yeah, let's do it. Are you ready?
Sure. You can start.
If you're happy and you know it, clap your hands.
There's a blank part.
Yeah. We can clap. Let's see.
Okay.
If you're happy and you know it, clap your hands. If you're happy and you know it, clap your hands. If you're happy and you know it.
I'm like, what song do I make my kids? I sing that to annoy my kids because they are always like, Mom, we're older now.
So. How many verses do you do?
I just probably get about that far before they try and like put their hands on my mouth or, you know, wrestle me to the ground.
Oh, well, tell them next time they need to let you sing your guts out. Thank you so much for doing this today.
Well, thank you for having me.
It's nice to talk to you.
I know. And I will look forward to seeing you in Book Bonanza.
Yes. Likewise.
Have a good day.
You too. Thank you.
Thank you. Bye.
Bye. Thanks for listening.
Sure.
If you like what you're hearing on these podcasts, please leave a review and share it with your friends.